Okay. You die.
Maharaj, we see that we read that Navadvip Dham has a more merciful aspect than Vrindavan.
Yes.
So, the case of Jagannath Puri, how is that adjusted to the
Jagannath Puri, that is compared with Dwarka and Kurukshetra. Mahaprabhu Navadvip is more magnanimous.
Yesterday you told that story. That man had a previous sanskara, bad sanskara.
Bad one, yes.
Apenu.
That he was seeking to enjoy with Durga.
Huh?
He was trying to enjoy Mother Durga. That man, that story you told.
Oh, yes. That Brahmananda Bharati. Mayabadi said of that type. Sanatana Goswami has written that when one has just attained his freedom from the clutches of Maya, then Durga Devi, in a very beautiful form, comes and prays to him, Why are you going away? You stay here, I shall try to serve you, to satisfy you. So that sweet charm, the last snare of Maya. And when one could cross that, then he can enter, eligible to enter Vaikuntha. The last trap of Maya. The Maya personified in a beautiful figure. Offers her service, charming service of exploitation, of enjoying mood. Why do you go? I am ready to supply all what is necessary for your enjoyment. Why do you enter into the land of service? The last bullet, sweet bullet.
Yes. Our sanskara is also very bad. Our sanskara, jagai madai. So we could come here, we are very fortunate.
Yes, I selected anyhow this position. The most extended form of mercy was shown here in Kuriya Prakash, in this Govardhan area. With this consciousness, I took my position here to come within the greatest circumference of his magnanimity may be included when it is most extended.
Magnanimity?
Balanyada, udharata, daya, mahabalanya, mahaprabhu. Hari, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Where can we refer to that about Sanatana Goswami?
What?
Mentioning about Durga Devi coming?
Where can we refer to this? Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.
So Maharaj, there's various types of gurus. Various types of gurus, formally. Nam, Dikka, Sannyas, maybe Siksha Guru, so many different types. So how is respect adjusted to these different personalities?
That is, there is both formal, there is relative, another absolute, another material. That is independent. We cannot watch according to the capital we get. We should be indebted according to the quality and the quantity of what knowledge of devotion we shall get. We cannot but go on in that way, with that calculation of our gain, the degree, the quality, the quantity of our acquisition of our gain, love. We cannot but be forced to give our recognition, our thankfulness, our gratitude, hearts, the whole heart. We cannot be insincere. Whatever we get, I must ajajam maham vijaniya. It is His will, according to the condition of dispensation, and according to the condition of my higher light and acceptance, and the prapti that will come. In formality, formal respect also we may give formally, and the informal recognition will be there, that is absolute consideration, cannot but be. Especially in the parokhya, goloka, the formal respect to the ordinary married husband, and the whole heart, there is a show, the whole heart drawn towards Krishna, sent person, but still some shackle. That is another thing, that is a special means in sadhana also. What our previous samskar, previous tendency in the mind, that may be considered with the married husband. They have got some demand on us. The soul is there and his mental impulse is there on the whole. And the mental impulse that is forcing the soul to abide by his direction. There's the whole mental impulse can be considered as husband, as external demand. But soul is free. His transaction with the super soul, Krishna, Paramatma, Krishna, there is freedom. But the samskar, the tendency acquired by the previous life, they won't allow the soul to go away. First, clear the debt to this nature as a whole, and then you go out. You are within debt. You have enjoyed so many things from this plane, and you are going out. Desert us. We have many things to realize from you, as you had loan here. So that may be compared with the formal the husband. He has got that claim over me. But parokhya, internally the soul, is established connection with the Lord. Outwardly you possess everything in me, but my inner self you can't see. You can't have any demand there. I am going on with that connection. And this way also there is an adjustment in our sadhana. In our sadhana, that is also a process. The samskar, allow him to do anything he likes. But he may not get the very internal substance, what I am, really I am. That I may offer to Krishna, the innermost of my heart. There Krishna will come. And I am under bondage. I am their prisoner of this house, because I got so many debts here. I was an exploiting agent. So much debt I have already incurred, and they won't allow me to go out of this their jurisdiction. So, ostentatiously I am in their position. But I take my inner soul separate through my inner intention. I connect with the Lord, the subtle most of the subtle. I side that side, and external man may be in the obligation of Maya.
That means not by sadhana, but by attitude.
I must surrender to that by attitude, attitude of the innermost attitude, and externally, hypocritically deal with it. I am yours. I am at your disposal. You may do whatever you like with this external form. But the inner man is absent there. He is in other place. And the formal things are going on. Whatever you like, you may do with this body. And I am also doing some duty to you, all these things. But all absent-minded activity, all dead machinery, movement, the soul is gone elsewhere. That is all. And then for the Sharanagata, he's mostly like that, surrender soul.
There's a question. If we may be so-called paradukkha-dukkhi, that may also be material?
No. The spiritual consciousness, paradukkha-dukkhi, means this fasting, you cannot half-clad, half-fed, that is not paradukkha-dukkhi. Paradukkha-dukkhi, in its real sense, that he is apathetic to Krishna. That is the source of all his sorrow. So that sort of dukkha is recognized here. Paradukkha-dukkhi. Not that he is a poor man, so give some money. Or he is a diseased man, give some doctor. Not that sort of dukkha. It is meant that he is devoid of Krishna, in the clutches of Maya. Sometimes he is becoming a Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun, big position sometimes to the lowest, trees, creatures, all these positions, that inner poverty of ignorance and the misuse of his own self, that is this disease there. And that draws the sympathy of the sadhus. That sort of misery, paradukkha means that type of dukkha, separation of Krishna, that is the dukkha. And the sadhu is attracted by that plenary misery, and not the external consequences there. So not like Ramakrishna Mission. They are going to do away with the misery externally, without caring what is the real cause of all this misery. And paradukkha-dukkhi is even a king, who is master of so many things. He is also dukkhi. The Sanatana Goswami's diagnosis of misery will be in him also. Though externally he is a very rich man, wealthy man, he is a big scholar, he is master of many things of this mic world, he is also a poor man. So that sort of dukkha he wants to remove, that is devoid of Krishna consciousness. That is the real dukkha. Everything he has got in Swarup, everything, but little disturbance in the brain. And that is this disease in the brain, and that should be removed. Then he will find everything there in the, under the holy feet of Krishna. Everything is there, my all wealth is there. Only the disease in the brain, wandering in the street, sometimes in a cool garden, sometimes in a desert place, does not matter. The real misery is with the brain. That dukkha, Sanatana Goswami felt sympathy for that dukkha. That Krishna, one of Krishna consciousness, that is the misery. And his heart cried only for that, not for this external, ordinary opulence of Maya, etc. Jivai love Krishna consciousness, they are dukkhi. They are sufferer. He may be king or a scholar or anything, anyone else. A leader, and with great glory, but still is a major man suffering from misery of Krishna consciousness. That sort of dukkha, sorrow. And he wanted to get remedy of that thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So Krishna says in Gita, Nachatasman Manusheshu, Kashtinmai Priyakrittama. He says, who tells this katha to my bhakta? He is most dear to me.
Bhagavata is Bhuridajana, who is the best giver, giver, who talks about me. Bhuvijananti jeva tava kathamitam takta jivanam, kavivijiritam kalmasapaham, savanamangalam simadatatam, bhuvijananti jeva bhuridajana. The great giver are those that gives my connection, relation, who can distribute to the people. They are the real giver, benevolent, who can give the whole. He is the infinite, infinite beauty, infinite ananda, infinite rasa. Those that tries to give him, Krishna, to the world, they are the best, the maximum giver. Otherwise, all poor persons think all hypocrites, hypocritical transaction. They don't know what is good, and he is giving and taking all mechanical matter, mechanical transaction of the machines, without knowing what are they themselves they are, what is really good or bad, as engaged by Maya, a slave of Maya, and making transactions of this thing and that thing, agents of Maya. And the Maya means divide of truth. And if there is no truth, there is no ananda, no rasam. Real giver are those that can distribute Krishna consciousness to the world. They are the real party. Transaction is also real. Otherwise, all sham. And they are all false dealings. Both the data, asidvadam namaskarta uvayam narakam bhajit. They who are making transaction of divine other things than Krishna consciousness, both of them will go to hell. One who is giving, one who is taking, they both will go to hell. Hell to the worst portion of suffering.
Then Krishna,
Krishna is the substance, vastava vastu. All else is avastava, false dealing. So dealing with Krishna, they are dealing with right things, true things. All else, their transaction is all false, concoction. So that is Maya. The end of Maya is misery. Krishna, Krishna.
In the Gita, Krishna says, he who tells this to my devotee is most dear to me. He who tells this knowledge to my devotees is most dear to me.
Acharya.
Why does he say he tells it to my devotees?
To my devotees of lower order. And the who tells, he is of higher order.
Yes.
Madhyamadhikari. He is telling to the Madhyamadhikari to help the Kanishtha Adhikari. Where it is? In the Gita? Where? Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Devi Yanti Parangatim. Kivara Brahmana Punna Bhakta Raja Svayastada. Aditya Masuham Lokam Nimam Kaipa Bhajasramam Kathayan Tashtamal Nittam Tushyanti Jaramanti. Gaur Sundar.
Maharaj, sometimes there's a feeling that I'm going to preach, but I don't have enough weapons. My weapons are very limited.
But when a superior Vaishnava wants me to do that, then with that, whatever capacity, whatever weapons, whatever enlightenment, I shall do his, I obey his order, and gradually I get the next higher step, position. The higher Vaishnava's command, that will be the test here.
what should I do? I can ask to whom I can have some reverence for. Yeah, what to do? Yes, I may begin mean way, in a poor way. But by his will, the equipment and the capacity will come in no time. If he really wants me to do the service, he is everywhere. And he can do anything. Well, I've got my very limited capacity. Should I not give that to him? Patram pushpam phalam to him. Jo me bhukta pariyachya. Whatever you have, you give, you offer that for him. Whatever you have. You begin from there. Whatever capital you have got, you begin with that to trade. You begin your trade with whatever capital you have got. Then by divine will, it may reach to the great Himalaya. Of course, wait for some, wait for some favorable circumstances. Wait and see. Well, what is the purpose of that sloka, of the sloka you are searching for? Which is the purpose?
I have some trouble with reading the Bengali, but it seems
like...
How does it go?
Sanskrit.
There's nāca-tarasmād manuṣyeshu kaścitmai priya-kṛtama. Bhavitā mātame-tarasmād nānyat priya-taro bhuvi. Before that, there's also one sloka. Mad-bhaktā-sabhidhāsyati. You know that one? It's after that, sarva-dhātmān-kṛtama, after that.
Priya-kṛtama.
Yeah. Yāyamāṁ paramāṁ gūdhyam mad-bhaktesu abhidhāsyati. Then, bhaktyam māyī paraṁ kṛtva māṁ evaiśya ati saṁsaya.
This is my the secret advice or instruction, and who will distribute it to others, they will be much benefited and come to me very soon. That is the purpose. That is something that the high secret in the sadhana, the condition there is in the sadhana. So what I say here, the saranagati mula, sadhana, the basis of surrender, the sadhana, that is most efficacy it has got. And we'll see to other class of devotees. The saranagati is the very soul of all services. You'll get impression about that to other class of devotees. He will, by distribution, by doing good to others, he will get promotion very soon to my innermost quarter, and that is the kirtan. Just when we swim in the water, we push the water back and go ahead. Kirtan is something like that. Something like that. In jet plane also I am told that the air or wind in the front and with some petrol or something, it is and then push very in the back, very forcibly, and go ahead. So, kirtan, to invite from Guru and to give a push to the outside world, it can get us progressive energy for us. What I get, I also. Then, more we get, more I can eat from there, and more we can push this side. The higher capitalist, we are middle capitalist, middle trader. As much as I can sell, the higher capitalist, he will supply, give supply. Yes, he is selling in big way, extensive way, so give supply him. That is the process, kirtan, petrol, whatever you got, you cost it aside. That pleases the capitalist. The mule capitalist, the original capitalist, is very much pleased when he sees that what I am giving to him is the original. There is another story in Puran. Once Narada is going roaming to a place, to some villager, perhaps a poor Brahmin, is suffering very much for poverty. He came to Narada. You please, Debushi, I am suffering very much for poverty. My karma does not end. With the family I can't, I can eat one day, another day I cannot eat. What to do? Can you manage one thing for me? You are going to Vaikuntha, you always see Narayana. Please ask on my behalf that it cannot, in my life, whatever, the whole life, what amount of money has been allotted for me, may be given in one day, in the present. In one day, may I not get the whole allotment of my life? Please try to do that. Then I shall finish the whole life's resources and then see fast and go well. Then again, Narada Muni, well, have you asked on my account to the Lord? Well, yes. Only something like, say, 5 rupees in the whole life you are to get. So please arrange that so I can get. Yes, yes, we'll get that. Whenever you will awake in the morning, you will find under your pillow that 5 rupees. He took it. On the day after, he removed his pillow and found 5 rupees. He took that thing and marketed. The whole money was spent and he invited many of his neighbors and finished the whole thing by marketing, wife cooking, and in this way he finished the whole capital. Now the next day, then we have to fast. My whole life income finished. Now we have nothing to do but to fast. But with some curiosity, he removed the pillow. So again, that 5 rupees. What is that? That also he took and went to the market and finished the whole thing, invited the neighbor. And next day also he removed that 5 rupees. Then people of that locality thought, this man was hand to mouth, could not even collect his own food, and he is feeding so many. And this is every day, feeding so many, what's the matter? Anyhow, he is going on, happy doing that way. And then Devashi, another day he met Devashi Narada. How you are doing, Brahmin? Very well, very well. Why? How? Now whatever I get, I distribute to the others, purchase things, I cook, and don't give it all. Then again I find, what's the fun? I can't understand how it is possible. Then the verses say, oh, I have understood. It was meant for you, but you distribute to others. Others. So, and for that level, even your wife, she can get food, because you cook, she cooks and you market some labor and you distribute. So, as the wage of that work, you are going for it, but that 5 rupees is constant. That is not spent for you, your purpose. So it is going. So Kirtan is also like that. Whatever we get from the Guru, we distribute to others. So the capital continues to come. Continues to come. Be satisfied. Appreciate that he is the proper appreciator of my nature. So that so, he cannot check him to give it to others. His appreciation for me is such genuine and intense. They cannot forbear but distribute to the environment. So by that, that pushing the water across the air, the jet plane makes progress wonderfully. The current that is coming, that is pushed behind. Sravana Kirtan. So, not only Sravana, not only Kirtan. Kirtan means Sravana. One who will make Kirtan Sravana is compulsory for him. And real Sravana. When he is going to preach, he cannot but feel the difficulties of preaching. Many things will come, new problems will come. He will have to face new things. And then when we hear from the higher source, as does one should be fulfilled. Will be fulfilled. So when we do Kirtan, it is our practical knowledge. Practical knowledge. We are out to a collection of money. And the collection of money, that is also a constituent part of Kirtan. Because people don't care to hear you, but if they have to pay money, they will be attentive to listen to you. And they will be benefited because their energy will be used in for the service of the Lord. And when money to part with that is so dear to them, they cannot but give some attention to you. And thereby, Kirtan, when the inquiry, genuine inquiry will come from them, if some drawback you have got there in your understanding, at least you will be conscious of your inner want And whenever he will come to read Bhagavatam or to hear a sadhu, then that one will be filled. He will be attentive that I could not answer that person really. Though outwardly I gave some answer, but my inner self was not satisfied with that answer. But what is the real answer of that? You will be expectant, and when such occasion will come, you will just catch that thing. And your story will be filled up. So kirtan, samam and kirtan, helpful to each other. Samana kirtana jale kora yese chan. Ubujiya vare rata abhamhando hiriya. Savan and kirtan, savan and kirtan. Both combined. The rolling business, that's savan kirtan. I told to the dirkas, the rolling business, that pays more. The capital not kept standing. It is rolling, capital rolling. That pays us most. Gold hari bol. Gold hari bol, what's the time? 9:30.
We were discussing one verse.
And that is nature, that Maya, Maya should exist. Look after this. That hospitals may not be closed altogether. Something like that.
Keep it living.
Otherwise, new hospitals will be made, new energy will be lost. Do it that way. My way. History is root, taruttara. In the absolute sense, that is Oshodamam. But in relative position, that is the after wave of a steamer. When the steamer goes away, passes away, the waves and the waves behind you. So, when the segregation to save the beginner, Kanishthadhikari, these demons should be segregated, removed from them. That is the Anukul conception, favorable conception. And the 60 days of Tavatara, that is just like this, steamer's waves. Steamer went down and subway. Something like that. External expression. And the inner will is to save the Kanishthadhikari devotee. Then, they will be misguided, and automatically the world will continue. That will be inevitable result of that. But the constructive side, to save the Kanishthadhikari, you do such thing. That is the positive side. And the negative side, that those that are neglected in this way, seduced, they will automatically continue this none of this world. That is the effect.
Then there was one great devotee. I think his name was Vasudevadatta. He prayed that
go to hell with all the sins of all living beings.
Yes.
Please do that, I can't tolerate their suffering.
Yes.
Then Mahaprabhu told, yes, Dr. Krishna is not bankrupt. He kisses the words of the devotee. But it does not mean that for that you will have to suffer eternal hell. You have with such, Krishna has granted that. Then, some argument. Then the whole this mind world, how can it go on?
Everybody goes.
Vyasa told, when you have come down and you are chanting yourself the name of Krishna, and whoever has come in connection with that, they are all absorbed. Then Mahaprabhu put this question, then how this world will continue? Raghunath, Ramchandra, in previous days with the whole Ayodhya, he went into the Saraju, entered the Saraju and took them to Vaikuntha. But that was again filled up. So Puna Sukhudhide Buddha Kurde. These are the source, the Chatastha Shakti Brahma. From there it will be filled up again. Say?
Kanchiram.
He was here.
Very good, Buddha.
And part part of your Chalchana?
Part of the Nito, part A, the big part Hornet, and the part Diamond. What the Hanukkah is about a part?
That is in the entire Nature component.
Take a place, or